If I was to ask you of an achievement, something in the last year that you found particularly satisfying, what would it be?
I think what I've enjoyed is actually getting trustees to stop talking about the real little detail of things, like why don't you sell macaroni cheese in the cafe to make more money, to actually understanding some of the bigger issues that the charity faces and keeping on a strategic level rather than the frustrations of like small bits which actually are for staff to sort out and not for them.
So have you needed to change the trustees to do that, make changes within the trustees?
There is a couple of people have left and one new one, but actually it was more to do with the programme that this is linked to today. So it was doing the theory of change, getting them to think about the goals, etc. And probably that was sort of precipitated by a change in chair as well. So I think he allows less detailed discussion, not through being forceful, but I think people just know that's not an area he sort of wishes to continue on. So we haven't changed everybody.
What qualities that a trustee at Age Exchange should have?
Oh, that's a good one. I think they should be inquiring. I think all trustees should be. You should challenge the organisation. We need more of that. They should be asking difficult questions. They should be interested in changing people's lives. Less a quality and more, they need to be willing to give up some time. I think our trustees could improve a bit in coming to more things, so therefore understanding the organisation better.
No, your first choice of music for your desert island.
You are good.
All right.
So what do you press now?